USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The House in a slim margin Tuesday voted to ask Vice President Mike Pence to invoke the 25th Amendment and remove President Trump days before his term ends. Referring to Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Pence said, "When you introduce legislation to create a 25th Amendment commission, you said president's fitness for office must be determined by science and facts. You said that we must be very respectful of not making a judgment on the basis of a comment or behavior we don't like, but based on a medical decision. Madam Speaker, you are right." End quote. Vice President Pence will not invoke the 25th Amendment. Several Michigan officials have been told they will be charged in connection with the Flint water crisis, which saw lead-contaminated water cause a Legionnaires' disease outbreak, hair loss, and other complications from lead poisoning. It was not clear what specific charges will be leveled on former Michigan Governor Rick Snyder, his health director, Nick Lyon, and other administration officials. Defense lawyers have been notified and were told to expect initial court appearances soon. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
As the House weighs in on impeaching President Trump Wednesday for the Capitol riots last week, Trump supporters say the movement he started is here to stay. Andy Biggs, the Republican from Arizona on the House Judiciary Committee, weighs in on Fox News.
We saw that in the number of House seats that were won. We saw that in state and local government races that were held up and down these tickets. We just saw at the top of the ticket with President Trump, there was a problem. And so I think that the movement is going to be strong. I mean, it's everything from no more wars. It's for a robust economy, fewer taxes. It's for protecting our border. All the things that President Trump was able to do facing the winds of the left-stream media, as well as some of our colleagues within our own conference, as well as the Democrats. He was able to get a lot of things done that the base loves and wants, and I think it's going to continue. And I think that this notion that if you cut off the head, the rest of the body is going to die, in this case, is utterly false.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A few Republicans are pushing for impeachment of President Trump and his role in the Capitol Hill riots last week, USA Radio News' Dan Araki reports.
Four House Republicans have declared their intent to vote for impeaching President Trump. The number three Republican in the House, Liz Cheney, said Tuesday in a statement that she would vote for impeachment, claiming that the president lit the flame of the attack on the Capitol last week. She joins Representatives Fred Upton, John Katko, and Adam Kinzinger, who've also publicly said they'd vote for impeachment. Michigan Republican Congressman Peter Meyer says he'd prefer to censure the president, but tells Fox News that he's considering the articles of impeachment being circulated.
I think the censure is a strong and appropriate message. Presidential censures are exceedingly rare for them to be brought up and for them to pass. Let's be honest. I think that the appropriate timing for an impeachment is probably after we have had a full investigation. At the same time, looking at the articles that are being presented, now there's a reason why I'm strongly considering them.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Araki.
The House narrowly voted to ask Vice President Mike Pence to invoke the 25th Amendment and remove Trump from office days before his term ends. Pence denied the request Tuesday. Ben Jordan, a University of Kentucky baseball player who also walked onto the basketball team, died Monday at the age of 22, the school announced. Cause of death was not provided. The 6'9", 250-pound redshirt junior was a right-handed pitcher for the Wildcats and joined the powerhouse basketball program last season. Kentucky basketball coach John Calipari said Tuesday in a school-issued statement, "Our hearts are broken today." For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.